我想请弟兄姊妹翻开民数记二十一章。
Brothers and sisters, please turn to Numbers 21.
民数记，旧约的民数记二十一章。
The Old Testament Numbers chapter 21.
我们从第四节看到第九节。
From verse 4 to verse 9.
他们从何尔山起行，往红海那条路走，要绕过以东地。百姓因这路难行，心中甚是烦躁。
Then they journeyed from Mount Hor by the way of the Red Sea to go around the land of Edom, and the soul of the people became very discouraged on the way.
就怨毒神和摩西说，你们为什么把我们从埃及领出来，使我们死在旷野呢？这里没有粮，没有水，我们的心厌恶这淡薄的食物。
And the people spoke against God and against Moses. Why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no food and no water, and our soul loathes this worthless bread.
于是耶和华使火蛇进入百姓中间，蛇就咬他们，以色列人中死了许多。
So the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people, and many of the people of Israel died.
百姓到摩西那里说，我们怨毒耶和华，和你有罪了，求你祷告耶和华，叫这些蛇离开我们。于是摩西为百姓祷告。
Therefore the people came to Moses and said,We have sinned, for we have spoken against the Lord and against you. Pray to the Lord that he may take away the serpents from us. So Moses prayed for the people.
耶和华对摩西说，你制造一条火蛇，挂在杆子上，凡被咬的，一望这蛇，就必得活。
Then the Lord said to Moses, Make a fiery serpent and set it on a pole. It shall be that everyone who is bitten,When he looks at it, shall live.
摩西便制造一条铜蛇挂在杆子上，凡被蛇咬的，一望这铜蛇就活了。
So Moses made a bronze serpent and put it on a pole, and so it was, if a serpent had bitten anyone, when he looked at the bronze serpent, he lived.
这一段圣经记载的非常奇妙。
This passage in the Bible was narrated very amazingly.
因为当以色列人在旷野行走的时候，他们被蛇咬，他们求神把蛇拉开，但神没有这样做。
The Israelites in the wilderness and they were bitten by the serpents and they prayed that the serpents be taken away, but the Lord did not do so.
神叫摩西做了一条铜蛇，挂在杆子上，人仰望这个铜蛇呢就好了。
But Moses made a bronze serpent and put it in a pole, and so it was if a serpent had bitten anyone when he looked at the bronze serpent, he lived.
如果不是因为主耶稣亲自为我们解释了这一段圣经，我们实在不明白这一段话有多么的宝贵。
We would not understand why this passage is so precious if the Lord had not explained it to us.
这一段圣经是记载在以色列人在旷野行走的一段历史。
And this is the history of Israelites when they were journeying in the wilderness.
神借着这段历史呢，要给以色列人有一个很宝贵的教训。
And through this experience, the Lord wants to give the Israelites a good experience.
如果以色列人没有学会这个教训，他们就不能够进入迦南的丰富。
And if the Israelites did not experience this teaching, they cannot enter the abundance of Canaan.
如果这个功课没有学会，他们就不能够享受国度里面的安息。
If they did not learn this lesson, they cannot enter into the abundance and rest of the kingdom.
我们感谢主，这段话不但是对着以色列人说的，更是对着我们说的。
And we thank the Lord, these words are also spoken to us today, not only to the Israelites.
如果我们没有好好的学会这一段属灵的经历，我们也没有办法进入基督那个丰富。
If we do not learn this lesson, we cannot be entering into the abundance reality of the Lord.
如果我们没有好好学这个功课，我们也没有办法进入灵里面、魂里面深处的安息。
We cannot enter the spiritual and our souls rest if we did not learn this lesson well.
所以圣经把这一段话赐给我们，实在是非常的宝贵。
So these words are given to us are very precious.
我们常常想到说，这本圣经是记载，不仅仅是一个历史。
And we think about these words of this word, not only that it's a history.
我们知道，我们常讲说，历史就是他的故事。
Oftentimes we say history is a story of his story.
讲到我们主的历史。
It is the story of our Lord.
但是不仅是讲到这位基督在地上升天的基督而已。
Not only it talks about the Lord who has ascended on high.
这位基督更是包括了我们，因为我们是基督的身体。
It also talks about us, not only Christ, because we are His body.
所以这一本书，这本历史不仅是他的历史，这个他也包括了我们。
And this is not only just his story, but also it includes us.
所以当我们在读这些历史的时候，我们可以学到很多很深的功课。
And when we read about the history, we have learned many deep lessons.
所以我就愿意先从主耶稣讲这一段的话的那个历史，我们先来交通一点。
So I'd like to share on what the Lord Jesus said on this history and share with you all.
我们知道在约翰福音第三章。
And we know in the Gospel of John, chapter 3.
尼哥底母，这犹太的官来见主耶稣。
And Nicodemus, when an official came to see Jesus.
我们知道尼哥底母在当时是有地位的人。
And Nicodemus was a man of position.
他是做官的。
He was an official.
而且尼哥底母本身他的名字的意思就是说在民众当中做得胜者。
And Nicodemus means that he is an overcomer among the people.
所以在当时他是受人尊敬的。
He was very well respected.
而且我们看见他是做师父的，他来教导人的。
And he is a teacher and he teaches people.
他是个法利赛人，所以他有宗教的热忱。
So he is a Pharisee, so he has the zeal for religion.
他是一个年老的人，所以他有很多人生的经历。
And he's an elderly person, he has many experiences.
所以他来见主，他盼望从主那里要得着什么。
And he came to Jesus, he wants to obtain something from the Lord.
在人来看，尼哥底母几乎什么都有了。
In man's eyes, it seems that he has everything.
但是主告诉他你要重生。
But the Lord tells him that he needs to be born again.
换句话说，在主的眼中呢，他必须从头开始。
In other words, in the Lord's eyes, he needs to start from scratch.
所有他认为他有的，在神的面前一点价值都没有。
Whatever that he has in the Lord's eyes, it does not, it's not worth anything.
主说，你如果不重生，你就不能见神的国。
And the Lord said, unless you are born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God.
如果你不是从水和圣灵生的，你就不能进神的国。
Unless you are born of water and of spirit, you cannot enter the kingdom of God.
然后主就对他讲了这一段话，他说，摩西在旷野怎样举舌，人子也必照样被举起来，叫一切信他的都得永生。
And the Lord also said, and as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life.
所以主耶稣所引的话，就是我们刚刚在民数记二十一章所读的圣经。
So actually what the Lord said, it refers to in Numbers chapter 21.
而且尼哥底母是懂得旧约圣经的人。
And Nicodemus knows about the Old Testament.
所以主耶稣说，摩西在旷野怎么举舌？他说他的自己人子也一定要被举起来。
So he said, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up.
当时的以色列人被蛇咬了，他怎么样仰望铜蛇得到医治？那今天的人呢，必须要信靠我们的主才能得永生。
And likewise, the Israelites, when they're bitten by the serpent, and when they look at the serpent, they can live. And nowadays, if we look to the Son of Man, we will receive the eternal life.
我想尼哥底母听到这个话应该非常的震惊。
So when Nicodemus heard this, he must be really in awe of this.
因为就他来讲，他不觉得自己是被蛇咬过的人。
Because he himself does not think that he was bitten by a serpent.
只有被蛇咬过的人才需要仰望铜蛇。
Only those who are bitten by the serpent need to look up to the serpent.
但当主在讲这句话的时候呢，就暗示他，你就是一个被蛇咬过的人。
But the Lord implies that he is a person who has been bitten by a serpent.
我们这就把我们带回到伊甸园的故事。
So now it leads us back to the story of the Garden of Eden.
当亚当跟夏娃被蛇的毒所咬的时候呢，他们从此就堕落了。
So when Adam and Eve were bitten by the venom of the serpent, they have fallen.
从此以后，我们所有在亚当里面的人呢，都是被蛇咬过的人。
So all who are in Adam, we have been bitten by serpent.
所以当尼哥底母从前在读旧约圣经的时候，他没有想到他是一个罪人，他是一个被蛇咬的人。
So Nicodemus have never thought that he was a sinner, and he was actually already bitten by a serpent.
但主告诉他，从前的人怎么样被蛇咬，仰望铜蛇 得救，今天呢，所有在亚当里的人都需要信靠我们的主才能够得永生。
And so like likewise when the Israelites, the olden people, when they were bitten by the serpent and they looked up at the serpent and they were saved, likewise when we believe in Christ, when we look up to him, we will be saved.
为什么主把自己比喻成一个铜蛇呢？
Why does the Lord compare himself with the bronze serpent?
我们知道铜蛇它有蛇的形状。
We know that the bronze serpent has the image of the serpent.
但是铜蛇没有毒。
But the bronze serpent does not have any venom.
从前以色列人怎么样仰望这个铜蛇，他就得医治。
And the Israelites, they look up to the serpent and they were healed.
今天我们的主呢，他有最深的形状，但他没有蛇的毒，没有罪。
And our Lord Jesus has the sin of the flesh, but he does not have any sin.
所以今天我们要得永生，我们必须要来信靠他，才能得永生。
So if we want to have eternal life, we need to trust in him to receive it.
但主在讲这句话的时候，在讲这些话的时候，他有很深的意思。
Before he said this, he has a more deeper meaning on this.
因为一方面他讲到重生，但另外一方面他讲到永生。
Not only that he speaks of being born again, but he also speaks of eternal life.
因为重生只是开始，而永生是继续。
Because born again is just a beginning. Eternal life is forever.
我们知道在约翰福音十七章，主耶稣讲到什么叫永生。
And in John 17, our Lord Jesus said, "What is eternal life?"
他说认识的独一的真神，并且认识他所差来的耶稣基督就是永生。
And to know in John chapter 17,
他认识了独一的真神。
To know the true and living God,
并且认识他所差来的耶稣基督。
And to know Jesus Christ, whom you have sent,
这就是永生。
And this is eternal life.
换句话说呢，我们的不仅仅我们蒙恩德就重生了，我们的一生要不断的来认识神，让这个生命继续成长。
Not only that we have to be born again, but our life have to grow, and that we can know our Lord Jesus.
所以对于尼哥底母来讲，他所拥有的一切都没有用，除非他有这个生命。
And for Nicodemus, unless he has this life, for everything that he has, it's not as valueless.
当他信靠主以后，他就重生了。
When he trusts in the Lord, then he is born again.
但是他还必须要继续的来信靠，更多的认识我们的主，这样子呢，他的生命才会继续成为永生。
But he needs to continue to trust in the Lord so that his life can grow.
所以这里的信他，这个信是要一直的信。
And so here to believe is to continue to believe.
一直的信靠并且交托他。
Not only to believe, but to trust and commit yourself to him.
当你重生的时候，你可以看见神的国。
So when you're born again, you can see the kingdom of God.
换句话说，神的国变成了实际。
In other words, the kingdom of God becomes a reality to you.
对于没有重生的人，他不认识什么叫神的国。
If someone who is not born again, he would not understand what is the kingdom of God.
但是当你重生了以后呢，神的国变成了实际，神掌权在你身上掌权，神掌权的范围变成了实际。
And when you're born again, the kingdom of God becomes a reality to you, and when He rules in your hearts, it becomes a reality.
但是并不仅你可以看见神的国，后面接着说你还要进入神的国。
Not only that we can see the kingdom of God, we can also enter into the kingdom of God.
所以在这里给我们看见，要不断的信靠我们的主。这样子不仅我们可以看见神的国，我们还能够进入神的国。
So not only you have to continue to trust in the Lord so that you can enter into the kingdom of God.
我们记得在希伯来书十二章那边一开始的时候给我们讲了一段话。
We know in Hebrews chapter 12 it starts with this.
他说我们既有这许多的见证人如同云彩围着我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐，奔那白在前头的路程。
And says, therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us.
我们知道，在希伯来书十一章讲到许多的见证人。
We know in Hebrews 11 talks about many witnesses.
这些见证人好像云彩围着我们。
And these witnesses are like clouds which surrounds us.
一方面，这些人他们已经打了美好的仗。
And these people have fought the good fight.
他们已经走完了他们该走的路。
And they have finished the course that they have run.
他们准备要迎接他们的奖赏。
And they are about to receive their reward.
这些人呢，好像云彩，它实在是在我们的周围来鼓励我们走前面的路。
And there are cloud of witnesses that surround us, encouraging us.
但是这里还有一个背景在。
Then there's also a background here.
我们知道当时就好像是在罗马的竞技场，他们在那里赛跑。
It's just like in Rome in the Colosseum that they were racing.
那周围坐满了人。
And there's a spectacle around them.
这些人就好像那些见证人，如同云彩围着我们。
And these are like a cloud of witnesses surrounding them.
他们虽然走完了他们的路程。
Even though they have finished the course that they have run.
但是他们好像在周围为我们鼓掌，为我们加油。
And they're just like clapping and encouraging us to go on.
好让我们也能够学习他们的榜样，能够奔跑前面的路。
So we can follow their example and run this course.
但是这里他提醒我们，你必须要放下各样的重担。
But here it tells us that we have to lay aside every weight.
我想没有人可以跑步而带着很重的衣物或者行李来跑。
And when we run, we cannot have this heavy weight on us.
所以你要跑这个路呢，你必须要把重担先放下来。
And when you run, we have to lay aside any burden or weight.
我们知道现今我们有许多的重担在我们身上。
And we know that nowadays we have many burdens on us.
我们有各样的私欲。
And we have so many troubles.
我们有各样的钱财的迷惑。
And we have many wealth and money that deceives us.
也许这些不一定是罪，但是它实在是成了我们的重担。
Maybe it is not a sin, but becomes something that ensnares us.
使得我们没有办法往前跑。
A burden that we cannot continue to run.
所以这些必须要放下来。
But we have to lay it aside.
还要脱去容易缠累我们的罪。
And the sin, and to lay aside any sin which so easily ensnares us.
那这里的罪我们知道是一个单数的罪。
Here the sin is a singular one.
在希伯来书特别讲到那个不信的罪。
And actually the sin of unbelief.
所以当我们不跑步的时候呢，这个不信的罪常常是缠累着我们。
When we run, often we have the sin of unbelief that surrounds us.
所以这个必须要脱去。
We need to lay it aside.
还需要存心忍耐。
And we have to run with endurance.
奔那前面的路程。
The race that is set before us.
那一方面你要忍耐，一方面你还要跑步。
Not only that you have to endure, also you have to run.
所以你看，这是非常的不容易。
It's very difficult to do.
然后前面还有一个目标，我们必须要朝这个方向去跑，不能往别的方向去。
And you have to have this goal ahead of you, and you run towards that direction.
那希伯来书的作者告诉我们说，你怎么样能够同时满足这些要求？
And the author of Hebrews tell us how can we complete have this all this requirements?
怎么样你可以放下重担，脱去缠累的罪？怎么样你可以忍耐又奔跑前面的路？
How can we lay aside every weight and the sin and to run with endurance?
所以接下来就说要仰望那为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
And it tells us, says, to looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith.
所以什么时候我们不知道怎么放下重担，脱去缠累的罪，你必须要仰望主。
And any time that we do not know how to lay aside every weight, we have to look unto Jesus.
什么时候我们不知道怎么样忍耐奔跑前面的路，我们必须要仰望这位主。
And we need to look unto Jesus when we do not know how to run the race with endurance.
这个仰望就像我们刚才诗歌所唱的是，望断以基于耶稣。
And looking unto Jesus is just like the hymn that we sing, looking off unto Jesus.
也就是说，我们把我们的眼光从环境里面转开，来转向主。
That is, our eyes will look off from our environment and surroundings and look unto Jesus.
怎么样从我们自己身上转移开来，来仰望主？
And for our own self, we look off and look unto Jesus.
怎么样从各样的困难当中转离我们的眼目，来仰望，单单来仰望主？
And from our own difficulties, we look off, but we look unto Jesus.
因为我们信心的锚必须是抛在主的身上。
Because the anchor of our faith needs to be thrown on our Lord.
我们知道，如果一个锚留在船上，风浪一吹的时候，它就摇摆。
And if the anchor is still in the boat will still move about.
什么时候这个锚抛到海里面，船就稳定了。
When the anchor is thrown overboard into the sea, then the boat will be secure.
所以同样的，如果我们的眼目都在自己的身上，就好像锚仍然留在船上，所以风浪一来，我们就摇摆。
And then, so it was just like the anchor was still on the boat when our eyes were still looking on at ourselves, but we had need to look off and look unto the Lord.
所以什么时候我们真正看见主的时候，就好像锚抛在他的身上，我们就稳定。
When we look unto Jesus, it's just like the anchor was thrown aboard, and then we will become secure.
但是很奇妙的就是说，在民数记二十一章所提到这一段经历是一个非常特别的经历。
And the experience that's mentioned in chapter 21 is a very unusual one.
为什么呢？因为他们在这个时候，他们已经离开了埃及大概有39年的时间了。
Because they have already left Egypt for over 39 years.
换句话说，他们在大而可畏的旷野，已经快要走完38年的路程。
Because they have already walked in this great and terrible wilderness for over 38 years.
他们与主已经有很深的同行的经历。
They have already have this very close relationship with the Lord, walking with Him.
他们不是一个新手。
They're not a new person.
换句话说，就以我们的光景来讲呢，这些人是已经信主多年的人。
And compared to us, these are not new believers. They've believed in the Lord for a long time.
但是呢，他们离开了埃及已经很多年，但是还没有进入迦南地。
They have left Egypt for so many years, but they have not entered Canaan.
就好像我们信主多年，我们也参加各式的聚会。
It's like we have believed the Lord for so many years and have attended so many meetings.
我们也祷告，也读经。
And we have prayed and we've also come to Bible studies.
但我们常常叹息，为什么我们还没有真正进入那个安息里面？
But we sighed and said, why have not we entered into rest?
为什么我们还没有真正享受到基督那个测不透的丰富？
Why have not we received and entered into the abundance of Christ?
因为我们要学习同一个功课。
Because we need to learn this lesson.
所以刚才我们读到民数记二十章，一开始他说他们是从何尔山起行，往红海那条路走。
So they journeyed from Mount Hor by the way of the Red Sea to go around the land of Egypt.
我们知道西乃半岛是一个倒三角形。
And we know that Mount Sinai is a peninsula.
它两边都是红海。
Both sides of it is the Red Sea.
那这里提到了红海呢，是从何尔山起行，何尔山附近的红海。
And here it talks they journeyed from Mount Hor by the way of the Red Sea.
跟我们平常想的红海不太一样。
It's different from what we think of the Red Sea.
因为我们一般想到红海是靠近埃及这一边的。
When we think of the Red Sea, we think of the what it borders Egypt.
它是在西奈半岛的左手边。
Which is on the left side of Mount Sinai Peninsula.
这边我们所提到红海呢，是在西奈半岛的右边。
This is actually on the right side of the peninsula.
它是靠近何尔山以东地这个地方。
It's around the land of Edom from Mount Hor.
你知道以色列人离开埃及以后，他们刚开始的一段时间是在靠近埃及这个红海这个地方。
When Israelites left Egypt, the Red Sea which borders Egypt.
他们学一个很重要的功课。
And they learned this very important lesson.
主要他们所对付的呢，乃是埃及世界这一方面。
And what the Lord wants to deal with them is Egypt and the world.
那现在他们已经离开埃及大概有39年的时间了，他们这个时候所走的这个红海呢，是靠近以东跟西尔。
And they have left Egypt now for 39 years, and this is the Red Sea is now from Mount Hor.Which is around the land of Egypt.
然后学的功课呢，跟肉体、跟己发生关系。
And the lesson they learn is the lesson of the flesh and self.
因为我们知道何尔山是以东地的以东的产业。
We know that Mount Hor is the inheritance of Edom.
那他们要经过以东地的时候，以东人不肯让路给他们。
When they want to enter the land of Edom, the Edomites will not give them entry rights.
所以呢，他们要绕很长的一段路。
So they have to go around the roundabout way.
而且我们知道，当他们离开埃及的时候，大约2年的时间，他们本来就可以进入迦南地。
And we know that when they leave Egypt, they could enter into Canaan in about 2 years.
结果呢，他们因着失败的缘故。他们又多漂流了38年。
And because of their failures, they were actually in the wilderness for an additional 38 years.
你知道38年他们所绕的地方就是在这个以东地这附近在绕。
You know, for 38 years, where they have journeyed there is actually around the land of Edom.
所以你看他前面几年所学的功课是靠近埃及的。
So the first experience, lesson they learned is,Close to Egypt.
他们主要对付怎么样对付撇弃世界这一方面。
And they learn to forsake how to learn to forsake the world.
的后面这30几年，他们一直在以东地绕，所以学的功课就怎么样来对付肉体。
So, but in the latter 38 years, they were around the land of Egypt, so they have to learn the lesson of dealing with self.
如果我们注意。民数记前面的21章前面的3节的话，他们是刚刚离开一个地方，叫做何尔玛。
And you read ahead that they have actually just left this place, which is in.
对，就第三节后面那个何尔玛。
Oh, Horma. They just left the place called Horma.
弟兄姊妹，这个何尔玛，如果你是记得的话啊，在前面民数记40章也提过这个地名。
If you remember this place was actually mentioned previously.
那时候你记得他们派了12个探子进到迦南。
And they actually sent 12 spies to enter into Canaan.
然后40天他们就回来了。
And after 40 days they returned.
他们承认这个迦南地真是美地，牛奶与蜜之地。
And they acknowledged that the land of Canaan is a land of milk and honey.
因为他们带回来一挂的葡萄，要2个人来抬。
And they brought back a cluster of grapes which needs to be held by two persons.
但是他们说那个地方的居民好像伟人一样。
But they said the people there are like giants.
他们自己看自己像个蚱蜢。
They look at themselves are like grasshoppers.
所以呢，他们把这个恶性告诉全以色列人以后呢，他们就全部都哀哭，都想要离开，不愿意进迦南。
So when they told these evil news to the Israelites. The whole assembly wept, and they did not want to enter into Canaan.
我们知道只有2个人，就是加勒跟约书亚，他们讲的话是信心的话，所以后来只有这2个人可以进迦南。
And only Joshua and Caleb, two of the spies, said words of faith, and only these two can enter into the land of Canaan.
所以后来神就责备以色列人，就说。40天，一天抵一年，所以他们在整个的旷野呢，总共走了离开埃及以后，总共走40年。
So the Lord punished the Israelites for one day would be 1 year, and they would have to be in the wilderness for 40 years.
就这些百姓后悔了。
And then the Israelites regretted.
所以他们说我们现在要上去征战。
Now we want to go up and fight.
结果呢，神的约柜跟摩西都没有跟他们去。
And Moses and the ark did not, was not with them.
很自然的，他们就被打败仗。
So naturally they were defeated.
他们被谁打败的呢？两种人。
And they were defeated by two groups of people.
一个是迦南人。
One is the Canaanites.
一个是亚玛利人。
And the other one is Amalekites.
我们知道亚玛利人是代表肉体的。
We know the Amalekites represent flesh.
所以他们呢，因为不听神的话，所以被肉体打败了。
Because they do not obey the word of the Lord, they're being defeated by flesh.
打败的地方就是何尔玛。
And they were defeated in a place called Horma.
所以现在经过了，又经过了大约三十七八年，三十七年左右。
And they have like it was about over 37 years now.
他们又来到这个地方。
They came to this place.
这时候呢，有一些迦南人，就同样的人。
And then there's the same group of people, Canaanites.
他们就主动出来跟以色列人征战，而且杀了掳了他们几个人。
And they fight with the Israelites and they captured some of the Israelites.
这时候以色列人就向耶和华发愿说：“如果你把这些民交给我，我们就要把他杀尽。”
And the Israelites said, "If you give these people to us, we will go ahead and kill all of them."
所以神真的应允了他们，而且他们把这些人的诚意都进行毁灭。这个地方就叫何尔玛。
And the Lord heard them and also and delivered these people into their hands. This place is called Horma.
所以弟兄姊妹，你现在看见，经过三十七八年之后呢，他们碰到了同样的敌人，但他们学到了功课。他们打胜了仗。
So they have experience of the same place because they also experience a victory here.
然后就从这个地方，他们现在要学另外一个功课，就是我们今天所要讲的这个功课。
And after this, they have to learn a different lesson, which is what we're going to share today.
所以这些人，他们不是一个刚刚蒙恩得救的人，他们在主里面有很长的一段连日的人。
And these people are not just saved, just newly saved. They actually have experienced a lot in the Lord.
就像今天我们在座的，我们有许多人在主里面已经有很多的连日。
And just like us, we have many years in the Lord.
我们有很多从前的征战失败的情况呢，我们现在能够胜过了。
And the past failures that we have experienced now we can overcome.
但是我们还要往前，再学另外一个很重要的功课。
We have to continue to press on and to learn new lessons.
就是要绕过以东地。
We need to go around the land of Edom.
我们知道这个时候他们其实离迦南很近了。
They're actually very close to the land of Canaan.
如果他们能够跟以东人借路的话呢，他们可以省掉很多的麻烦。
If they were able to have the favor of Edomites, they can save a lot of trouble and time.
现在他们必须要绕很大的一段路。
But they have to go the roundabout way.
而且这些路很难走。
And it's a very difficult path.
所以他们自然的就心里面烦躁。
So naturally, their hearts were very frustrated.
他们在这里抱怨。
And they spoke against God.
他们说：“你们把我们从埃及领出来，让我们死在旷野。”
And Moses said, "Why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness?"
这些人已经离开埃及这么久，还没有进入迦南。
These people have left Egypt for so many years that they have not entered Canaan.
所以难怪他们要说：“你们把我们从埃及领出来，让我们死在旷野吗？”
No wonder they said, "You have brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness."
然后他们又抱怨没有粮、没有水，心也厌恶这样的淡薄的食物。
And they complain that there is no food and no water, and their soul loathes this worthless bread.
为什么神要叫他们绕路？
Why does the Lord want to let them go the roundabout way?
我们这时候他要学的是更深的功课。
We have to learn a more deeper lesson.
我们知道肉体所代表的常常是有许多罪恶的事情。
We know that the meaning of flesh represents a lot of sin.
但是肉体有好的一面。
But there is the good part of flesh.
但是不管肉体好也好，不好也好，神都要叫我们弃绝。
But whether it's good flesh or bad one, the Lord wants us to forsake it.
所以这里所要学到的还不仅仅是对付肉体，而是要对付 学习舍己的功课。
Not only that, the Lord wants them to deal with the flesh, but also to learn to deny themselves.
我们说肉体所说的乃是能力这一方面。
And the flesh speaks of strength.
但是己却说到他的生命。
But self means life.
所以他所要学的是那更深的功课，舍己的功课。
And they want to need to learn this lesson of denying themselves, which is a deeper lesson.
所以他绕过以东，换句话，他要学习这个舍己了。
So they need to go around the land of Edom. They need to learn to deny themselves.
因为如果我们读厄巴底亚讲到以东的故事
，If you read in Obadiah, which is about the Edomites,
那以东是很有智慧的人。
And Edomites are very wise.
我们知道约伯跟他的三个朋友就从那边来的。
And you know that Job and his three friends come from the land of Edom.
但是现在学要学舍己。
But now they need to learn to deny themselves.
换句话说，你在当你在摸属灵的功课的时候呢，天然的智慧，你要把它放在一边。
If you want to learn the spiritual lessons, you need to lay aside the natural self and to
智慧
and to get wisdom.
所以你想到，当我们处在地上的时候，他说过，他说。只凭着自己不能做什么。
And the Lord when was on earth, He said, the Son by Himself cannot do anything.
我们的主如果要做事情，他怎么不能做呢
？If the Lord wants to do something, why cannot He do it?
但是他为了像我们，他为了要分别为圣，所以他向着自己，他不做什么。
Because He wants to have Him be sanctified, He doesn't do anything by Himself.
所以他说，如果不是他看见。父所做的，他自己就不做。
Unless you see what the Father does, He will not do it.
所以主也对我们说，离了我，你们不能做什么。
And Jesus said, outside of Him, outside of the Lord, you cannot do anything.
但是我们常常觉得，我们离了主，我们还可以做好多东西。
But we often felt that we can do a lot of things without the Lord.
没有错，我们可以做很多东西，但是没有永远的价值。
You can do a lot of things, but it is of no eternal value.
所以你必须要把天然的智慧放下来。
So you need to lay aside this natural wisdom.
你不用自己的聪明。
You do not use your own intelligence.
这叫绕路。
This means to go the roundabout.
但不仅如此，我们知道以东是很有勇力的，很有能力的。
We know that Edomites are full of power and strength.
很有办法。
They're full of means.
但是呢，这些你要放在一边，单单的依靠主。
You need to put all these aside and to trust in the Lord only.
我们的以东非常的骄傲。
We know that Edomites are very proud.
而且以东呢，它有非常的丰富，非常的有许多的财物财宝，所以非常的丰富。
They have a lot of abundant treasures and wealth.
所以这些所有的优良的条件。都要放到一边。
And they have to put aside their good qualifications.
不依靠这些，单单的依靠主。
Not to trust in these, but to trust in the Lord only.
所以这个学舍己的功课不好学。
It's not an easy lesson to learn to deny yourself.
所以这里说这路难行。
So this is a hard way.
为什么？因为是一条窄路。
Because it is the narrow way.
所以难免呢，他会烦躁，会抱怨。
No wonder that they would.Grumble and spoke against God.
因此，很多时候我们在主的面前有多年的学习。
Oftentimes we have many experiences and learn a lot from the Lord.
我们有觉得我们有许多得胜的经历。
We have many experiences of victory.
但很奇妙，有的时候一件小事情就让我们烦躁。
Amazingly, sometimes just one little thing would make us really frustrated.
就失去了那里面的深处的安息。
We lose that rest or peace that is in us.
或是环境变得恶劣一点以后，我们就失去了我们的忍耐。
And maybe the circumstance becomes harder, and then we lose our patience.
有很多时候，我们听到有些弟兄姊妹做见证。
And when we hear our brothers and sisters who have a testimony,
我记得曾经在一个交通聚会里面，有一个弟兄就站起来说。
And in one of the share meetings, one of the brothers stood up and shared.
他说他一个连长的弟兄，他说他服侍主已经有40年。
And this older brother said, I have served the Lord for over 40 years.
他到今天这个舍己的功课我还是没有学会。
But this lesson of denying myself, I still have not learned it.
他说我不知道怎么样定死自己。
I do not know how to crucify myself.
但神的话告诉我们，从来没有讲到要钉死自己。
But the word of the Lord says that you do not have to crucify yourself.
从来没有人可以把自己钉十字架的。
No one can actually have yourself be crucified on the cross.
神要我们所学的功课乃是舍己的功课。
The Lord wants us to learn the lesson of denying yourself.
就是拒绝自己。
To reject yourself.
不看自己。
Not to look at yourself.
叫我们把我们的眼目专一的来仰望在主的身上。
But to look unto Jesus.
所以你就看见，接下来他们就被蛇咬。
They can see that they were bitten by serpents.
他们求神把这个蛇挪去。
They asked God to take away the serpents.
但神没有这么做。
But God did not do this.
很多时候我们巴不得神把我们底边那个罪根给拔掉。
We actually would really like the Lord to take away the nature of sin from us.
这样子的话，我们就不会再发脾气。
So that we do not have this temper.
我们不会再失败。
And we will not fail.
但神不这么做。
The Lord will not do this.
神要我们单单的来仰望这个挂在杆上的铜蛇。
The Lord wants us to look at the bronze serpent that is on the pole.
因为我们的救恩是从那里来的。
Because our salvation comes from there.
换句话说，当我们在各样的艰难的当中，我们在各样的失败的里面，主没有叫我们去看自己，主叫我们单单的来仰望他。
So in our very difficult situations and our fiery trials, the Lord does not want us to look at ourselves, but He wants us to look unto Jesus only.
因为我们晓得，什么时候我们的眼睛一直的注视在主的身上的时候。
And when our eyes continually look unto Jesus.
这就是我们住在主里面的时候。
This is the time that we abide in the Lord.
我们知道住在主里面就是住在那至高者的隐秘处。
And we abide in the Lord, we are in the shelter of the Almighty.
就自然住在那全能者的荫下。
And we are in the shadow of His Almighty.
所以什么时候我们全心的不断的来仰望主的时候，我们就得到能力。
And when our hearts and our minds look unto Jesus, we will obtain the strength.
这能力是从神来的。
And this strength is from God.
这能力能够把我们带过我们的难处，带过我们的失败。
And this strength will help us to go through our failures and overcome our difficulties.
而且什么时候我们专心的来仰望主的时候，我们就知道生命乃是在祂里头。所以我们在那里可以找到生命的泉源。
When we commit ourselves to Him, we'll see that life is in Him, and He is the source of this life.
因为很多时候，我们落在一个光景里面，就好像船搁浅了。
And it seems that we're in a situation that the boat was stuck in the sand.
那怎么样让船能够继续的航行
？How can we have this boat to continue to float in the water？
你需要更多的水。
You need more water。
同样的，什么时候我们落在一个软弱的光景里面，我们怎么样才能够继续往前行呢
？When we're in a very situation, how can we go forward？
我们需要更多的生命。
We need to have more life。
但是在他那里有生命的源头。
And in Him, there is the source of life.
什么时候我们把我们的眼目定睛在祂的上面的时候呢？那个生命的活水就把我们再提升起来。
And when we look steadfastly on the Lord, this life will help us afloat.
不仅如此，在祂的光中，我们还要见光。
And in His light, we will see light.
换句话说，祂要指引我们走新的路。
And He will lead us into this new way.
所以整个这个功课叫我们学习一个很重要的地方。
And this very important lesson that we need to learn is
叫我们能够脱离自己。
To that we need to lay aside ourselves.
从自己里面出来。
To come out from ourselves.
不再看自己。
To look out from ourselves.
不管我们的得胜，不管我们的失败，都不要看自己。
And not to look at our failures or our victories. Do not look at ourselves.
因为我们当我们看自己的时候，我们就好像被蛇咬过了。
When we look ourselves, it appears that we are just like being bitten by serpents.
大部分的时候，我们看自己，我们都发觉我们自己何等的软弱，何等的失败。
When we look at ourselves, we see that we are so weak and we have failed so many times.
好像我们没有办法能够达到基督那个丰满的境界里面。
It seems that we cannot enter into the fullness of Christ.
但主要我们学的功课乃是不看自己，单单来看他。
But the Lord wants us to learn this lesson to not look at ourselves, but to look unto Jesus only.
这样子我们就能够进入基督的这个丰满里面。
So that we can enter into the fullness of Christ.
所以这就让我们想到，在罗马书第六章的经历。
So then we can also think about the experience that's mentioned in the Romans.
他说，我们知道我们的旧人。已经与他同钉十字架。
And we know that our old self has been crucified on the cross.
所以什么时候我们的眼目盯在主的身上的时候呢？我们就会有启示。
When our eyes are looking unto Jesus, we will receive this revelation.
因为神没有对付我们的，神没有对付这个罪，神没有对付这个这边讲的蛇。
The Lord did not take away the sin or the serpent that's mentioned here.
神对付的乃是我们的旧人。
But the Lord dealt with the old man.
所以因着有这样的看见，有这样的启示呢，我们才能够有信心走前面的路。
Because of this revelation, new revelation, we will have the faith to go on.
所以当我们有了这样的看见，有这样的经历之后，很自然的我们就来到罗马书第八章。
And when you already receive this revelation, then you can go on to chapter 8.
我们得到释放。
We are set free.
因为他说，如今在基督耶稣里的就不被定罪了。
So now we are in Christ, we are no longer condemned.
因为是生命圣灵的律在基督里释放了我们。
And the law and the Spirit of God has set us free.
所以我们不再落在那个罪和死的律里面。
No longer.In the law of sin and death.
所以你看啊，如果你继续读这个民数记二十章，你发现很奇妙。接下来就来到一个地方，啊，就在十一节的后面。他说来，他说来到什么地方？以耶亚巴林与摩押相对的旷野，向日出之地。
And then it continues to see that they journeyed from Obod and camped at Ej Abira in the wilderness, which is east of Moab, toward the sunrise.
你看这边就来到了日光之地，日出之地。
So they towards the sunrise.
他们原来看被这个铜蛇咬的地方是在什么地方呢？
Where's the place that they were bitten by the serpents?
如果你读民数记三十三章的话。
If you read Numbers chapter 32.
这个地方叫普论，就是 Purim.
And this place is called Purim.
普论的意思啊，在原文的意思就指黑暗的意思。
And this means darkness.
普论还有一个意思，就是困惑的意思 ，perplexity.
And also means perplexity.
所以你看见它原来落在这个光景，又在黑暗里面，又在困扰里面。
And they were in darkness and perplexity.
他们好像落在罪和死的律。
It seems like they're being death and sin.
他们好像被捆绑起来。
They're being bounded.
但是当他们进到第八章的时候呢，他们好像看到了日出。
And then it seems here that they have seen the sunrise.
在这里，他有启示，有亮光。
Here there's revelation and there's light.
在这里，他被释放了。
And they're set free.
在这里，他经历到了生命圣灵的律，在基督耶稣里释放了。
And the spirit of life.And have set them free.
所以你看
And the Spirit set them free.
何等的宝贵
And this is very precious.
但是很奇妙，弟兄姊妹，当我们在读罗马书第六章，然后再读到第八章的时候，你知道中间还插进了一个第七章。
When we read chapter 6 of Romans and chapter 8, there's also a chapter 7 of Romans.
因为照我们的观念来讲，如果你有第六章罗马书第六章的经历，你知道你的旧人已经与基督同钉十字架了，那很自然的你要得到释放。
It seems that when you know that your old man has been crucified on the cross, you should be ready set free.
但是很奇妙，知道是一回事，经历是另外一回事。
You know about this, but your actual experience is a different story.
所以你看到了第七章的时候，他讲到非常的一种可怜的光景。
And see chapter 7, we talk about this very pitiful experience.
他说我愿意，我里面的愿意行的善我反倒不去做，我不愿意做的恶我反倒去做。
The good that I want to do, I cannot do, but the evil that I don't want to do, I did it.
他说我真是苦啊，谁能救我脱离这个取死的身体？
I'm so pitiful. Who can deliver me from this pitiful state?
为什么会有这一段经历？
Why do we have this experience?
因为这就是阿伯的经历，就在十一节的阿伯的经历。
And this is the experience of Arabia, which is in chapter 11.
Obos 那个地方，就是民数记二十章十一节这里有个阿伯啊。换句话说，他从普论就离开被蛇咬的地方，来进到了阿伯。
And from the Punim they came to Abo.
阿伯这个字的意思有两个意思，一个是洞穴的意思。
And there are two meanings. One is 洞穴。
Cave.
Oh, the cave.
另外一个是征战。
And the other is fighting.
或是 battle. 很奇妙啊，你看圣经上的记载非常的奇妙。为什么讲到洞穴呢？
Why do you mention about caves?
你记得以利亚从前在逃难的时候。
We know that Elijah, when he was running away.
因为有人要杀他。
Because the people wanted to kill him.
结果他逃到西奈半岛。
And
he 西奈山。
He fled to Mount Sinai.
他躲到一个山洞里面一个 cave.
And he hid in a cave.
他在里面干什么？要寻死。
And he actually wanted to die.
他落在一个什么呢？落在一个把自己捆绑在落在那个好像自己的牢穴里面，牢狱里面一个监牢里面。
And it seems that he was now fallen into the cave of.His own cave.
所以他听到神的话叫他出来站在山上。
And he heard the voice of God and called him to come out of the cave.
你知道每一次神要对我们说话的时候他叫我们出来的。你若躲在你的己的里面你听不到神的话的。
And if you hide in your own self, you will not hear the word of God. The Lord wants us to come out of the cave.
神的话神的启示都要我们从自己己里面出来他才能向我们进一步的启示。
And the revelation of God means to them we need to come out of ourselves, come out of the cave that can reveal to us.
我们知道后来经过了狂风，经过了地震，经过了火，神都不在里面。
And after the earthquake, the fire, and the wind, the Lord is not in it.
后来听到了微小的声音，所以主就问他：“你到底在这边干什么？”
And then there was a still small voice, and the Lord asked him, "What are you doing here?"
这个经历就好像保罗在罗马书第七章所讲的，他说我真是苦啊，谁能救我脱离这取死的身体？因为他落在那个己的那个深处的里面出不来。
And this is the experience of Elijah, it's just like the experience of Paul. He was in this experience of just in his own self and cannot come out of it.
但是后来他说感谢神，靠着爱我们的主，他能够得胜有余。
But then he said, thanks be to God, and because that he can trust in God, he can come out of this.
所以我们自己没有办法拯救自己。
So we cannot deliver ourselves.
我们只有靠着主。
So we can trust in the.
靠着他爱我们的主。
And we can trust in the God who loves us.
所以我们必须要定睛在主的身上。
So we need to look at the Lord steadfastly upon him.
那阿伯还有另外一个意思，就是征战。
And this, there's no, also another meaning which is battle.
所以你看见保罗在罗马书第七章的时候的确有征战。
And in Romans, chapter 7, there is that battle going on.
你看见一方面他想要行善，但他行不出来。
He wants to do good, but he cannot do it.
一方面他不想做的恶，他偏偏去做。
But the evil that he did not want to do, he did it.
所以你看他里面的人跟外面的人在那里征战。
So the inner man and the outer man is fighting.
但弟兄姊妹，这是不是常常也是我们的经历？
Isn't this our experience also?
唯一的出路乃是靠着主。
And the only way out is to trust in the Lord.
唯一的出路乃是我们要转眼离开我们的自己，我们的环境，单单的来仰望主。
And the only way is to look out from ourselves and to look unto Jesus.
要望断与基于耶稣。
And to look out unto Jesus.
你知道，当他们学完这个功课以后，接下来功课就很美妙了。
After they finished this lesson, they learned another precious lesson.
接下来他们就到来到了撒列谷，就是十二节。
And then they came to verse 12, the valley of Zered.
你知道撒列谷是什么地方吗？
What is this valley of Zered?
如果我们读生命记第二章告诉我们，他们一过了撒列谷，三十八年就结束了。
And if you look at Deuteronomy, after they came to valley of Zered, they would have
38 年的漂流就结束了。
Then this 38 wanderings will come to an end.
因为一过了撒列谷，他们就脱离了以东地。
Because after they left the valley of Zered, they will pass the land of Edom.
而且他们也走完了旷野的路程。
And they have finished this wilderness walk.
所以他们现在进入了摩押的境界。
So now they come to the border of Moab.
这时候你看见了，你到处都碰到河流。
And everywhere here you can see that they come to a lot of brooks.
你在旷野的时候，你常常需要寻找水源。
In the wilderness, you're often looking for rivers and water.
但是你一过了以后，你看接下来就是提到好几个，有亚伦河，还有提到了雅尔城的众溪流，众谷的原文是众溪流，所以你看到处都是水。
You see that there are many brooks here. There's the brooks of Arnon and also the slope of the brooks that reaches to the dwelling of Ar.
然后这时候他们就来到了比尔这个地方。
Then they went, came to Beer.
比尔原文就是井的意思。
Which it means well.
这时候你看很奇妙，耶和华吩咐摩西说：“召聚百姓，我好给他们水喝。”
And here the Lord said to Moses, "Gather the people together, and I will give them water."
以前他们没有水，他们去求。
Before they did not have water, they were asking for water.
现在呢，他们没有求，主神说：“我要给他们水。”
And here they did not ask for water, but the Lord says, "I want to give them water."
所以弟兄姊妹，什么时候我们学会了这个功课，学会了仰望主的功课呢？你发觉活水不断的涌流。
And when we have learned this lesson, that we have looked unto Jesus, we can see that living waters will continually flow.
我们知道水是代表生命，代表圣灵说的。
We know that water represents life and the spirit.
以前他们在旷野漂流的时候，你看我们记得有两次，一次是他们实在没有水喝，结果神就叫摩西带着杖击打磐石，水就流出来了。
There are two instances in the wilderness when they do not have any water, and the Lord told Moses to strike the rock, and the water comes out.
后来还有一次，神叫摩西用吩咐的就好，就摩西还是击打，但水还是出来了。
And then the other time was Lord asked Moses to command the water to come out of the rock, but Moses struck the rock, and the water still came out.
但是在这里何等的美妙！当他们学会了这个仰望的功课以后呢，你看圣灵这个活水的江河就从里面涌流出来。
But here, when they have learned the lesson, they have looked unto Jesus, you can see that the well, the living water, flows out.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们都很羡慕过一个常常被圣灵充满的生活。
Brothers and sisters, we often really have the desire to have the Holy Spirit be upon us.
因为很多时候我们所过的来是一种枯干的，好像没有水的那种生活。
Oftentimes we lead a life that there's no water and we're so dry.
我们很羡慕有些弟兄姊妹，他们在主面前真的有很好的学习。
And we also desire that when we see some other brothers and sisters have such a life.
他们好像过的都是那种真是常常被圣灵所充满的生活。
And their life is full of the Holy Spirit, and they're filled with the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹，你在这里看到这条路在哪里
？You see the way to obtain it.
他们来到来是比尔这个井的地方。
And they come to this Beer, the place which is the well.
神主动说要把水给他们喝。
And the Lord Himself initiated that He wants to give them the water.
就以色列人怎么样？他们在那里唱歌，他说：“井啊，涌上水来。”
And the Israelites sang this song, "Spring up a well."
所以这个水呢，就是一个活水井，就不断的涌流。
And this well is a living well, living waters flow out of it.
这也是主在他的话里面应许我们，在我们里面有活水的江河能够流出来。
And this is what the Lord actually promises us that there's Rivers of living water will flow out from us.
这边十八节还特别提到，他这仅是首领和民中的尊贵人用龟用杖所挖所掘的。
And this is the well that leaders sank and dug by the noble nations, nobles by the lawgiver with their staves.
这边提到了首领跟尊贵人。
Here mentioned the leaders and the nation's nobles.
什么样的人在神的眼中是首领是尊贵人呢？
What kind of people that the Lord considers them to be leaders and nation's nobles?
乃是前面所提到那些愿意舍己背起十字架来跟随主的人。
These are the people who are willing to deny themselves, take up the cross, and follow the Lord.
他们用龟用杖所挖，换句话说，他们付上了代价。
And they've dug with their staves, and they have paid the price.
那今天我们每一个人里面都有活水井。
And every one of us, we have this living well that's inside of us.
我们被许许多多的事物把它塞满了。
But we have filled it with so many things.That really are filled it up.
被世界上的事，被我们肉体上的事，被许许多多的忧虑给塞住了。
And we fill this well with things of the world, with things of that covers it.
如果我们愿意单单的来倚靠主，让圣灵在我们身上做挖掘的工作、倒空的工作，我们里面的活水要不住的涌流出来。
But if we are willing to let the Holy Spirit to dig it out, then this living water will flow out of us.
但是更美的是后面。
But the more precious thing comes from
the latter hand. 接下来他们打了两次很重要的仗。
And they actually have two very important battles.
一个是亚摩利王的西宏。
And the first one is that they fought the battle with Sihon.
另外一个是巴山王噩。
And then also they fought with the king of Og, king of Bashan.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看，你不但如果你学会了这个功课，这个仰望主的功课，望断以给予主的这个功课。
And if you have learned this lesson of looking off unto Jesus well,
一方面你看里面圣灵活水从里面涌流出来。
And one hand you see this living water will spring up from you, living well.
另外你看征战。能够得胜。
Can see that the battles will be won.
这两个征战，如果你要读的话，很细节是在《生命记》第二章跟第三章。
If you want to read the details of these two battles, it is recorded in Deuteronomy chapter 2.
这两场征战呢，把整个河东地都打下来了。
And these two battles actually they were able to
整个约旦河东那一大块大片地都拿出来。
They were able to capture the whole territory east of the river.
我们很快的看几个重点就好，因为我们时间的关系，所以我们看一下《生命记》第二章、第三章。
We just want to see some few points. Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 2.
生命记第二章。的后面一大段嘛，我简单我只讲一节就好，就是说在36节。
You're on chapter 2, verse 36.
他说从亚伦谷边的亚罗尔和谷中的城，直到基列，耶和华我们的城都交给我们了，没有一座城高的是我们不能攻取的。
That's from Aroria, which is on the bank of the river Arnon, and from the city that is on the in the ravine, as far as Gilead.There was not one city too strong for us. The Lord our God delivered all to us.
这里讲到西宏这个王呢，他所有的城呢，有个特点，高的非常高，但是没有一个他说我们不能攻取的。
And talks about the king, the Sihon, and all the cities that he has, they're all very tall, but there's not one city too strong for us.
所以这第一场战役，它的特点就是他们的城都非常的高。
And there's this is the characteristics of that city. That all the city is very strong and tall.
那第二个战役呢，就第三章所提到是巴山王噩。
And the second battle is with the king of Bashan.
我们晓得，在诗篇二十二篇特别提到，当主描写主钉十字架的时候，这周围呢就有巴山大力的公牛在那里攻击他。
And we know that in Psalm chapter 22, when the Lord was being crucified, there were the bulls of Bashan was actually surrounding him.
这些都是预表那个黑暗的权势说的。
It represents the power of darkness that's surrounding him.
然后第三章第四节我们看，那时我们夺了他所有的城，共有60座，没有一座城不被我们所夺的。
And then we see that.
第三章第四节。
In chapter 3, verse 4, it says, "We took all the cities at that time. There was not a city which we did not take from there."
然后，好、okay. 哦，对，60座。
60 cities.
然后第五节，他说这些城都有坚固的高墙，有门有栓。
All these cities were fortified with high walls, gates, and bars.
所以你看，这个墙都是又高又大，而且有门有栓的。
And they have the high walls, gates, and bars.
那我们再看第11节。
Verse 11.
他讲到利法因人所剩下的只有巴山王二，他的床是铁的，长9轴，宽4轴，都是以人轴为度。
And for only Og king of Bashan remained of the remnant of the giants. Indeed, his bedstead was an iron bedstead. And 9 cubits is its length, and 4 cubits its width, according to the standard cubit.
弟兄姐妹，我们读这些以后，你会有一个印象。
And after you read all this, you have this impression.
这些人是谁啊？
Who are these people?
这些人就是当时他们12个探子进到迦南以后，他们看到了亚纳族的人都是高又高又大。
And these people are actually when the 12 spies entered to Canaan. These are all the giants that they saw.
他们吓得不敢进去。
And they were so afraid that they did not want to enter in.
但现在他们能打胜。
But now they are able to fight and conquer them.
为什么？
Why?
因为他们学会了怎么来依靠主。
Because they learned the lesson to trust in the Lord.
所以什么时候我们学会了望断以及耶稣？
And any time that we are able to learn the lesson of looking off unto Jesus.
就好像那些以色列人什么时候学习的来仰望那个杆子上的铜蛇。
It's just like the Israelites, they were looking up unto the bronze serpent that is set on a pole.
他们不但有活水涌流。
Not only that, they have this living waters from the well.
这些属灵的仇敌在他们面前也站立不住。
And this spiritual enemies cannot stand before them.
愿我们也能够学习这个功课，好让我们预备好，能够享受基督那一切吃不透的丰富。
So let us also learn this lesson well, so that we can experience the abundance and fullness of Christ.
我们低头一些祷告。
Let's bow our heads and pray.